T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Now's the time for Democrats and Republicans to put aside their political differences and hash out the issues needed to successfully address the Wuhan coronavirus issue. You might think that they would put aside the differences to get the job done for an issue that is affecting all Americans across the board. After all, the virus knows no political persuasion. Democrats in Congress have produced their own ideas about what has got to be done. Now forget that the president addressed the nation on Wednesday night and has come up with some of his suggestions. Democrats want no part of it. They want to come up with their own solutions as to what needs to be done. Apparently, they want credit for something that does not warrant any credit. What the American public is yearning for are solutions, and they want the solutions now. So members of the House have got to stop their bickering, put aside their differences, and get to work on fixing the problem. So what are the concerns? House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said Republicans had serious concerns with the measures put forth by Nancy Pelosi on behalf of House Democrats. Rather than addressing the issues at hand, McCarthy said the Democrats' bill was an ideological wish list. The Democrats' bill included increased spending on Medicaid and language on federal funds for abortion. Abortion? You might honestly ask, what does abortion have to do with the coronavirus? Well, you've got it. The answer is absolutely nothing. But abortion is a staple issue of the Democrat Party, no matter what the real issues are all about. Even someone as liberal as MSNBC host Joy Reid appeared bewildered over reports that the proposed emergency spending bill from the House Democrats to combat the coronavirus outbreak was halted over a dispute involving abortion. She tweeted, quote, "Just reported that Republicans' objections to the House Democrats' emergency coronavirus bill include issues related to abortion. What does that have to do with COVID-19? End of quote. McCarthy said that in addition to the abortion issue, there are two major problems with the Democrats' bill. First, creating a paid sick leave program through the Social Security Administration that would take 6 months to set up and would hamper the agency's normal functioning of dispersing checks to senior citizens. Second, there's the issue of forcing permanent paid sick leave for all businesses without exemptions and no sunsets. House Republicans offered their own ideas, including employee retention credit, making public health emergencies eligible for major programs, and making millions more face masks available to health workers. The White House also wanted a payroll tax holiday in the legislation, which was not included in Pelosi's proposals on behalf of House Democrats. At a press conference, Pelosi said families have needs, and Representative Nita Lowey of New York said House Democrats' new legislation puts working families first by providing new resources and more protections as our country faces this public health crisis. The height of identity politics. We should not be focusing on putting working families first. Saying families have needs does not address the issue. Democrats are playing to an electorate that they feel they need in an election year. They should be joining Republicans in addressing the real issue at hand. Now, that issue includes providing enough money to find cures to the virus and perhaps providing all Americans with any financial consideration that might be needed. America didn't create this problem. Communist China did. Whether it was intentional or not, it began in Red China. Americans of all political stripes should be working with each other to find a solution to this deadly virus. Politics should be put aside for the good of the country. That is true patriotism. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.